7:35 at News Talk 1110 KBND. Your news today brought to you by the good folks at American Painting, who are giving away a helicopter ride in the KBND traffic copter for you and your child. Just have your child send us an email. Tell us why they deserve the ride. You could be going up on a beautiful day like this and get a really great view of Central Oregon and see some sights. So that's talk@kbnd.com. Send us your entries. A winner is chosen by American Painting once a month. Right now, let's go to Kim in the News Center.
A professor of political science and history at Central Oregon Community College has studied the Middle East for decades. Professor Alan Eisenberg says Osama bin Laden's death is definitely an emotional time for the country. But he doesn't believe this will lead to any big changes to military action in the Middle East.
You know, I accept it and appreciate it from a perspective of justice that needed to be meted out. And it will give closure to a great many people. But it's not the end of anything, and I think that anybody who feels that it is the end of something are misguided or somewhat naive.
Before coming to Central Oregon, Eisenberg had lived in New Jersey and watched the Twin Towers as they fell down on 9/11. He says it was a painful situation for him and many people he knew. He personally felt a sense of satisfaction when he heard the news about bin Laden's death. And according to public reaction, as seen nationally, regionally, and locally, the nation appears to be behind the president's decision to take out the number one enemy of the U.S. The next question is, will there be repercussions, or will this slow the roll of Al-Qaeda and its desire to attack the United States? President of the Band of Brothers of Ben, Dick Tobiasen, says this is a good start toward America's end goal of anti-terrorism.
In this particular case, bin Laden was not only the leader, he was the intellect behind the campaign. He was the big fundraiser. He was everything to him. Is there someone who can fill that vacuum? Who knows? But certainly, if they try it, we will find them, because that's our mission.
And gas prices continue to soar, but they're rising faster in other parts of the country than Oregon or Washington. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Oregon's gas prices are up 7 cents at $3.95 a gallon, but because prices are higher in other states, Oregon ranks 21st in the country. Washington ranks 14th. Marie Dodds of the AAA says Osama bin Laden's death initially caused oil prices to drop.
But then oil prices shot up again with the thought that his death could lead to more violence in the short term as followers of his seek revenge.
Along the I-5 corridor, there's one city with prices over $4 a gallon.
As you'd expect, it's Medford. Ashland, it's at 401, up 7 cents in the last week.
Dodd says at this point there's no indication whether gas prices will decline anytime soon.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the average in Bend this week is about 391. Oregon high school students would be required to apply to college, the military, or vocational school to get their diploma if a bill becomes law. State School Superintendent Susan Castillo is leery of adding any more requirements.
I think that any new mandates like that, I think we would need more time to vet those to see how those would work.
The bill passed the House and now heads to the Senate. And Red Cross volunteers from Oregon are arriving in Alabama to help with recovery from the tornadoes. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose has more.
Vicki Dixon arrived outside Birmingham late Saturday and is already helping tornado victims find food, shelter, and clothing. She's worked other disasters around the country and says the best part of working for the Red Cross is just participating.
It's good to just be a part of it and know that you were able to be there and give them that hug or hand them a little stuffed animal for their child. Or just to be a part, to offer the comfort. It just feels good to do that.
She's also prepared for the stories she'll hear and the things she'll see. She and other volunteers will stay for 2 weeks or more to help with the recovery. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And everyone knows Central Oregon needs to bring more jobs to the area to improve the economy. Governor Kitzhaber's new regional solutions coordinator hopes to do that when she moves here next month. Annette Leba says working with the academic community is key.
And then making sure that, you know, the academic curriculum that's offered there will really give students the opportunity to graduate with degrees that will allow them to fill those kind of positions.
It's hoped the new Regional Solutions Office will be on the OSU Cascades campus. and several recent cougar sightings in Southwest Bend prompt parks officials to issue a warning. There have been at least three recent cougar sightings in the Deschutes River and Southwest Bend area. Park District spokesperson Jan Taylor says a cougar was seen in the South River Canyon area and as far south as River Rim Subdivision.